This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Your cells expend immense energy to fight viruses. NAD, a vital coenzyme, helps fuel your cellular defense. However, NAD may decline by up to 80% after the virus invades, leaving your cells vulnerable. True Niagen Pro, also known as nicotinamide riboside, can increase NAD. It energizes your cells and promotes cellular repair. True Niagen Pro, cellular defense for life. For more information and to purchase, go to drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro. That's true, T-R-U. drhoffman.com/TrueNiagenPro.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. Your questions can come to us via 877-726-8255. That's a number where you can reach us during the program and even off hours. Say you have a burning question and that occurs to you on a Tuesday night at 11 o'clock, and well, you can dial 877-726-8255 and you can record a question. It's been a very, very interesting week as we emerge from lockdown, but as usual, there's lots of confusion about where this is going. A lot of people are saying it's high time. We've been sequestering for too long. And we got to get back to our regular lives, and we got to salvage the economy and salvage our sanity. And a lot of people are saying this is the ultimate in folly, to allow people to gather together, as is contemplated at the big Trump rally, we're courting disaster lifting the restrictions too quickly. And there's some paradoxical news here. You know, on the one hand, great numbers here in the Northeast, where I broadcast from. I'm here in New York, and I spent the majority of the lockdown period, the last, I guess it's been about 14 weeks, right at ground zero in Manhattan, in the epicenter of the pandemic. But the numbers are really stabilizing here. On the other hand, 10 states saw their highest numbers of new cases yesterday. So depending on your perspective, you can say things are getting better, or you can look elsewhere and say things are getting worse. In fact, the World Health Organization's chief, whose name I can't pronounce, he declares that a new and dangerous phase of the pandemic is about to begin after a record number of 150,000 cases in a single day. That's the highest since the start of the crisis. And, of course, that relies on data from other parts of the world, from Latin America, and, you know, so it's really hard to know where things are going. Also, there's been some Apple stores who reopened and then closed again, suggesting that maybe a second wave is underway. And, you know, one sign of the times is I got an appointment for a haircut. I got a call yesterday from my hair cutter, and she says, we're back in business. It's phase two here in New York, lagging behind the rest of the country, but she is allowed under, you know, special circumstances, you know, limiting the number of customers coming to the store and making sure that everybody wears a mask and swabbing down everything. And she's going to charge a $5 surcharge for all the extra disinfectant that she's going to have to use to conduct her business. But that's a good sign, right? Even here's another good portent. Governor Cuomo has stopped his regular briefings. You know, he used to be a constant companion in the beginning of this. He used to turn it on the TV and he would weigh in for, you know, hour and a half and you'd listen rapt to his discussion of all the measures that are being undertaken, and you have charts and graphs showing the flattening of the curve or the acceleration of the curve, depending on what was happening that day. And now he's just superfluous. They stopped carrying him on regular radio and TV, interrupting broadcasts with a vital emergency message. And people say, it's a little bit of coronavirus fatigue. It's wearing thin. Here's another piece of seemingly good news. A lot of people predicted that after the protests, there would be a sharp uptick in the number of COVID-19 cases. They said these people, they made some wearing masks, some of them not. They're screaming and yelling. They're mostly outside, but sometimes it requires indoor meetings, maybe to coordinate their strategy. People were emerging and going outside pell-mell, and they thought, oh, that's going to be a big second wave. Well, this headline from a couple of days ago in the Wall Street Journal, early data shows no uptick in COVID-19 transmission from protests. Public health experts say preliminary test results are encouraging. Outdoor locations and masks may have helped. They say in Minnesota, where the police killing of George Floyd led to protests, 1.8% of test results have come back positive among 3,200 protesters who were tested at community sites. And that, that's sort of like roughly equivalent to the community transmission of people who aren't out there protesting. Then there was another round of testing, and that came out even lower, positivity rate of just 0.99%, less than 1%. The 7-day rolling average of the percent of positive coronavirus tests in New York City has been below 3%, and that even trended downward further after the demonstrations. So, they're talking second wave. And there's an interesting study here. Actually, it's an interview with a psychologist. People would be crushed by second coronavirus wave, psychologists say. And there really is something to it because, once you have emerged from lockdown to tell you, it's almost like child psychology. If you punish a child, and then you let the child, maybe the child's grounded, or maybe it's go to your room, or maybe it's you can't have TV or you can't use the internet. And then you lift the lockdown and then you say, there's another minor infraction. Then you do it again. There's going to be a lot of blowback, just basic child psychology and basic human psychology. Dr. Crystal Park, professor of psychology at the University of Connecticut, told the Washington Examiner, quote, "I think a second wave would be devastating for a lot of people." Over 45% of the public said that the stress of the coronavirus had negatively affected their mental health. I think, we're all seeing that. Feelings of isolation, loneliness, anxiety, depression, and substance abuse have all been on the rise. There's also a 20% increase in partner violence. Imagine being sequestered with someone that you dislike intensely or that has been abusing you. That ain't good. So, there's also some confusing stories in the news, and I'm just going to touch upon them. And it has to do with immunity against COVID-19. One headline from Forbes says, immunity to COVID-19 infection may fade quickly. So the message from that headline is like, okay, if you have it, and even if you've been exposed, you're asymptomatic, that's no guarantee that you're not going to catch it again. And that's a message that I think inspires a lot of fear. And we just don't know. We simply don't know. Another headline, there may be no immunity against COVID-19, new Wuhan study suggests. Well, it's not quite that way because, in fact, here's some encouraging news. Sort of a counter story to the story that, coronavirus immunity fades quickly and you may catch it again. This headline from the Wall Street Journal again, you may have antibodies after coronavirus infection. due to having one of the, you know, there are seven coronaviruses. This is SARS-CoV-2, but there are a variety of coronaviruses that cause what for all the world seems like a cold. And this headline from the Wall Street Journal, before catching coronavirus, some people's immune systems are already primed to fight it. All right? So it may be that people have a vestige of a reaction to another coronavirus, and the antibodies that you form cross-react against the new coronavirus. And we don't know yet, but it may be that some people are naturally protected against coronavirus infections, that we're not all vulnerable. This story from the New York Times, you may have antibodies after coronavirus infection, but not for long. That's a kind of alarmist. But in the story, they also refer to an article in the journal Nature, which I spent some time reading and analyzing. And that's actually an encouraging study, which says that even when antibodies wane, you still may have some measure of protection against the coronavirus. So the, you know, the antibody tests, they don't tell the whole story. If they wane, we don't necessarily know what that means. Will people be able to get it in a year or two or three? Will it bounce back? Or will exposure confer long-term significant protection against a recurrence? We simply don't know. But, you know, let's bet on a positive outcome because, man, you know, this all this talk about the second wave, should it occur, it's going to be very, very demoralizing and devastating to the psyche of Americans and to our economy. 877-726-8255. We'll take your questions and more on the coronavirus and other subjects related to intelligent medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? Living with pain can cause depression, overeating, anxiety, loss of sleep, and low quality of life. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposome technology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It contains powerful antioxidant properties and plant-based curcumin used to possibly reduce inflammation and block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216. Or go to myfuturefarm.com. That's future, P-H-A-R-M. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all of your orders at MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance, which helps support optimal cardiovascular health. Ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. They play a central role in cellular energy production and maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255. And in just a moment, a specter that is even more dread than the coronavirus, meth gators. Find out about that in just a moment. But first, let's take a call from Steven in Wisconsin. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was supposed to get an MRI quite a few months ago, but then with COVID-19, everything got shut down. So they just finally got me in and did my MRI to get an actual diagnosis. I've been diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis.
Ankylosing spondylitis. Okay. Yeah.
That's it. Yes. And it's in one spot on my pelvic bone. My rheumatologist says we're catching this real early. Everything looks great. They put me on Cimzia, and I'm still on my ramp-up dosing. But my question to you is what can I do besides the Cimzia to help this? And is this something that's going to be a lifelong thing, or can is this something that can go in a remission?
Yeah, ankylosing spondylitis is an inflammation of the spine is genetic. I mean, there's a genetic component to this. It doesn't mean that, you know, everybody in your family is going to have it, or that it's going to be passed along to your children, or that you necessarily got it from your father or your mother. There's a male predominance of ankylosing spondylitis, and it results in a characteristic appearance. You could have even maybe diagnosed it with a simple x-ray. Bamboo spine. In other words, it's almost like the spine is like fusing. And it can also affect the sacroiliac area, the lower back. It results in pain and stiffness. And it's treated with medication similar to the type of stuff they use for rheumatoid arthritis, biologics that suppress the immune system. In my experience, it's a challenging condition to treat with natural medicine. It's not like a quick fix. Take this couple of vitamins, you know, and it goes away. But, you want to reduce inflammation. So things you should be taking, lots of fish oil, you know, high dose, maybe even 6-8 capsules a day if you can stand it. Go ahead. Did you say something? I didn't hear it. Okay. Using curcumin can be helpful. Also, using higher doses of vitamin D can be helpful. And you want to be on an anti-inflammatory diet. I recommend something like the autoimmune paleo diet for this. That can be helpful. Let me share this with you, because this is of general interest to anyone who suffers from chronic pain and maybe germane to Stephen's call. If you're taking risky over-the-counter prescription anti-inflammatory drugs, well, here's a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals. It's liquid turmeric liposome complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. It's sourced and manufactured in the U.S. This product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. So for more information and to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works without adverse side effects. Get free shipping on all your orders at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. And coming up, we're going to take a special look at something called NR, nicotinamide riboside, True Niagen, with Chris Mellitus, who's going to help introduce us to its benefits. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And what's next is we're going to talk about True Niagen. True Niagen is a very, very exciting supplement. And with us to discuss it is Dr. Chris Melodis. He's a naturopathic physician. He's an independent clinical consultant with True Niagen. Also, he is an educator and lecturer. He frequently makes the circuit to teach doctors and health practitioners. Also, he's been Dean of Naturopathic Medicine and Chief Medical Officer at the National School, which is one of the oldest naturopathic medical schools in North America. And he's got all kinds of wonderful qualifications and accolades. And without further ado, here's Dr. Melodis. So, you know, there's growing interest in supporting NAD levels when it comes to health and wellness. What's that all about? What's fueling this trend?
Well, in clinical practice, we realize that the mitochondria is our AA battery. It's the thing that keeps all our cells going. So NAD is absolutely critical to keep us sustained, our cellular energy. And NAD levels drop some 50% from the age of 40 to 60. So all of us will succumb to some degree of feeling more tired and more worn out. And the goal is to augment that so our endogenous internal applications and utilization of NAD continues to be ongoing, but our supply is diminished. So we get a little bit more tired, a little bit more worn out. So this is why I supplement my patients with NAD.
So NAD is made naturally by the body, but as you age and in challenging circumstances such as disease states or stress, it can be depleted. So can it be externally boosted?
Yes, actually, I use a product called nicotinamide riboside, which actually increases those levels in a very dramatic fashion. There's lots of peer-reviewed literature on it. So yes, we're basically going to augment or basically spoon-feed some nicotinamide riboside, known as Niagen, to the body, and that will actually increase the levels and help offset the fact of what we term and what you just mentioned, epigenetics, poor sleep, too much stress, viral illnesses, ongoing health concerns, poor diet, being overweight, drinking too much alcohol. All these things will kind of nibble away at our supplies, but just the passage of time will do this. So all of our cells, whether it be our brain, our heart, you name the body part, it needs NAD in order to get the job done, to allow us to meet our genetic potential.
I've read some papers that specifically suggest that viral infections can stress our immune systems and deplete NAD levels. How does that fit into the current picture?
Oh, without a question. Whenever the body's trying to maintain what we call homeostasis, the balance that you and I know as docs, trying to go yin-yang, teeter-totter, we have to apply a certain amount of defense. So with a viral illness, of course, what happens is our body's now going to shift a lot of the energy to defending the walls, like a castle with a moat around it.
Well, you know, I think a key word here is resilience, and we could all use more resilience these days, you know, whether we're dealing with, you know, some of the current stresses or, you know, the prior to our concern about the pandemic, you know, there were a lot of challenges that we were facing. So when it comes to boosting our own NAD levels, various precursors are used. And so what about the currently available options? You know, there's actually some controversy about the best way to build up NAD levels.
Yeah, as you and I both know, sadly, a lot of people, when they find that there's a need, will try to profit off it. But, you know, we have the onus as providers to ensure that what we're giving our patients is actually researched, studied, and safe. So nicotinamide riboside has been shown to meet all those standards. There's some 100 preclinical trials. There's about 10 clinical trials. It's received GRAS status, FDA status. It's actually acknowledged in Canada, Europe, and Australia as the way to increase safely the NAD level. So nicotinamide riboside. There's other substances out there which argue that they can do that, but they don't have the clinical trials. And once again, we want to see that if we're going to give something to a patient, it's going to have an effect. And so what we know is that we're seeing this drop of, like you mentioned, with a given virus, an 80% potential drop with a viral influx. Well, that's one thing. But our poor diet, the fact we now have 5G, we have all these other stressors. Heaven forbid we turn on the news. That's a stressor in of itself. All these things are just stress, stress, stress. And so what we want to do is see the clinical trials that show if we give this much nicotinamide riboside, the Niagen product, then we're going to see one study showed a 60% increase with a 500 milligrams twice a day. Another one showed with 300 milligrams once a day, a 51% increase. Then another tidbit was 1,000 milligrams of nicotinamide riboside showed upwards of 142% increase. So, and this is over an 8-week period of time. One was with individuals with blood pressure concerns and heart issues. The other one was quote unquote healthy, overweight adults, which describes most of America.
Like metabolic syndrome type individuals. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, we're all fighting the curves and the passage of time, and we're working hard to maintain it. So now imagine if we have the ability to fuel our dreams at a cellular level. And that's how I describe it. I take it daily whenever I'm speaking about a product. If I'm willing to speak
full
about
disclosure,
it, I'm going to take it.
I take it too. You know, I think it's really been marvelous. And, you know, we also can talk about, you know, the support of general energy. And I find it helpful, you know, with my busy schedule, with my athleticism, I consider it an important part of my supplement regimen. But, you know, you mentioned some numbers before, you know, the 300 milligram, the 1,000 milligram per day. Are these, you know, sometimes studies will say that such and such a thing works, but the amounts in the studies are phenomenally high and they don't translate to something that's ordinarily accessible to the consumer or would cost too much to take, you know, 20 pills a day. So, nicotinamide riboside as True Niagen, comes in these same dosage forms. This is available to the general public, right? Not just in a lab experiment.
Exactly. 300 milligrams to the consumer, 500 milligrams for professional channels. But these are the typical single pill doses. Mm-hmm. This is, it's what we call replicable. We can replicate this. And for me, with, you know, wanting to, I'm Mr. Bronchitis whenever it comes to any given year. And so what I do is I crank it up because I need to have the NAD on board. So I'll dose myself to that 1,000 milligrams. That's my personal choice, but I'm susceptible. Mm-hmm. And so once again, we know that the lungs over the course of time, there's about 20 to 30% of the NAD in the aged population in the lung compared to norms. And so, of course, it makes sense. As I'm getting older, I'm more susceptible. So I'm going to do whatever I can to be preventive. And I describe it this way. There's reactive medicine. There's proactive medicine. Reactive medicine's waiting until you're on a gurney and saying, am I next? And proactive medicine's trying to avoid the gurney.
Yeah. You know, I wrote an article recently entitled Poor Protoplasm. And it was the pitch was, do you have poor protoplasm? This is a term that we used to use in the hospital when we would see people who would kind of go downhill rapidly and not respond to medical therapy. And, you know, you want to, you know, when challenged, and we all get challenged, you know, whether it be with a virus or whether it be with a health problem, we want or ordinary daily stress, emotional stress. There's a lot of, you know, stress in the current environment, you know, financial stress. And so when we want to be able to bounce back, we want resilience. So who might be a good candidate for NR supplementation? Can you give us some examples?
Well, certainly. Well, anybody that's overweight, all things being equal, obesity is a risk factor. Anybody with energy that is going out and exercising, you're going to be using more mitochondrial energy. And if you're expecting performance in, performance out. And so if you're using a lot of mitochondrial energy, you're going to need a lot of NAD. And you're going to need that in the form, in my opinion, of nicotinamide riboside or the True Niagen. And then in addition, people that are not sleeping well, they're insomniacs, people that have, they live in an urban environment with lots of pollution. Because once again, our liver has to detox. Mm-hmm. If you enjoy alcoholic beverages,
detoxification is an energetic process. It requires a lot of energy to contend with some of the environmental challenges that we're exposed to. So I guess that makes sense. The liver, you know, has a lot of mitochondria because it needs to do its work. And you mentioned sleep. And what's interesting about sleep is that sleep is an energetic process. So the most fatigued people I know, you know, patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and other conditions, they don't sleep well. For some, you know, energetic people, are able to go into that high energy state of sleep. So actually, that's an interesting connection. Is there an age limit in terms of this? Does it mean this below a certain age, people don't need it at all? Or can people try to optimize if they're young athletes? Is that something that's plausible for Tru Niagen?
Yeah, I have a lot of CrossFitters. I'm here in Beaverton, Oregon, so I'm right by the Nike campus. I have a lot of high-performance folks. And yeah, I'm using all kinds of mitochondrial support, including nicotinamide riboside, to get them to that next level. I have a 50-year-old right now. She has finished qualifying for the Boston Marathon, Chicago Marathon.
You know, and just on a personal note is, I hit the skids a little bit, you know, performance-wise and energetically, around the age of, you know, my mid-60s. And, you know, I thought, well, you know, this is the inevitable process of decline. I did a couple of things. I refined my diet a little bit. You know, I actually went on a paleo diet more strictly. I'd been on a very good diet, but I did that. And I took the Tru Niagen, two things. And I actually blogged about this, and I just felt a tremendous turnaround within a few weeks, energetically. And, you know, I can partially attribute to the diet, but I can also really rely on my Tru Niagen to power me through some of the demanding workouts I put myself through at the tender age of 67. Yeah, full disclosure. So I'm a big advocate of this. Now, there's a couple of different forms. There's the 300 milligram is the consumer version. Then there's also the professional. I think it's called Tru Niagen Pro, and that is available up to 500 milligrams. What's a good dosage regimen for people? You know, a little bit for prevention and a little more if you're dealing with a specific condition?
Yeah, my approach with my patients is the 500 milligrams, because of course, as a healthcare provider, that's what I'm offering. And I like the middle dose. 300 is great. 500, I think it's a little bit better. But for patients that are dealing with a lot of lack of resilience, lack of energy, I'm going to go up to 1,000 milligrams for a period of time, kind of saturate what we call the large bolus dose, a loading dose, get them over that 8-week period of time up to a higher level, let their cells awaken, much like Rip Van Winkle, while taking care of the diet, making sure your GI tract's moving, all the good important things. But remembering that our digestion needs NAD, our digestive juices, our liver, like you mentioned, our everything needs to have energy. So my goal is to kind of resurrect Lazarus, so to speak, and get the energy levels up, and then I'll see what the maintenance dose is that makes them feel good individually.
And let's, of course, not forget heart and brain, which are the most energetic organs of the body, demand a lot of the body's energy economy and are chock full of mitochondria. And we want to support the mitochondrial function to optimize brain function and heart function. So I think you provided us with a good rundown of some of the considerations related to Tru Niagen. So thank you very much, Dr. Chris Meldis. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 1 in 3 Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, our number, by the way, 877-726-8255 for questions or comments this hour or next. And, you know, the press really feeds off of bad news, and scary headlines generate more clicks. And these clicks monetize websites on social media and even traditional media sources. So this story here from NBCNews.com, headline, and if you think the coronavirus is bad, here's a headline that'll get your attention. Meth Gators. Yeah, Meth Gators. Tennessee police warn flushing drugs could create hyper-aggressive alligators. It's based on a story, a little small town called Loretto, Tennessee. Never heard of it. A police department in Loretto, Tennessee is asking residents to refrain from flushing drugs such as methamphetamine down the toilet to prevent meth gators. It's all based on a Facebook post in which the Loretto Police Department, public service announcement, they wrote that last week officers executed a search warrant on a home and lo and behold discovered the occupant trying to flush meth and drug paraphernalia down his toilet. I've seen that movie a lot of times. It's kind of like Breaking Bad, right? So the post says that the officers used this incident to remind residents of the harms that drugs can cause to the environment. Folks, please don't flush your drugs. Our sewer guys take great pride in releasing water that's cleaner than what is in the creek, but they are not really prepared for meth. Ducks, geese, and other fowl frequent our treatment ponds, and we shudder to think what one all hyped up on meth would do. They say that meth could make its way down into Shoal Creek, down the Tennessee River in North Alabama, into the bodies of alligators. Quote, furthermore, if it made it far enough, we could create meth gators in Shoal Creek and the Tennessee River. They've had enough methed up animals in the past few weeks without our help, so if you need to dispose of your drugs, just give us a call. And we will make sure they are disposed of in the proper way. So what was essentially kind of a tongue-in-cheek post turned into a clickbait headline. So in this article, you have to scroll down and read the entire article because the whole premise is absurd. They interview a guy named Kent Vliet, who's an alligator biologist. He said he's never once heard of an alligator on meth. I've worked with alligators for 40 years, he says, and I generally can answer any question someone gives me about them. This one's throwing me for a loop. I guess they might be affected by it, but they tend not to react to drugs in the same way we do. And I don't know if it would take a little or a lot to get an alligator to do something on meth. I think it's a ridiculous notion. If you flush meth, it's going to be diluted. You remember the attack squirrel? You know, there was a story that made the rounds on social media based on a situation where a drug dealer kept a caged squirrel and allegedly fed it methamphetamine to keep it aggressive. The alleged methed-up attack squirrel was discovered during the execution of a search warrant on a suspect believed to possess controlled substances. However, and here's the bottom line. Officials in the area said there was no safe way to test the squirrel for meth. So that's, you know, all this stuff is the stuff of urban legends. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support optimal cardiovascular health, ubiquinol, natokinase, and MK7K2. The suite of products play a central role in cellular energy production, maintaining proper blood flow and arterial elasticity. And according to clinical studies, their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Check it out. All right. When we return in hour two, we're going to take a look at the proposition that face masks need to be worn during sex.